Radio Prague News.
Prime Minister Petr Nečas says that anti-corruption measures enacted by the government have saved the country tens of billions of crowns. Over 300 public figures have signed a petition demanding that the government back the EU fiscal pact. And hunting has secured a place on the list of Czech intangible cultural heritage. Prime Minister Petr Nečas says that anti-corruption measures enacted by the government have saved the country tens of billions of crowns. Speaking at a press conference, Mr. Nečas and Deputy Prime Minister for Corruption, Karolina Pík, praised the government's passage of nearly half of the points of its anti-corruption strategy and said it was working on others. The Prime Minister noted that the country annually awards tenders worth nearly half a trillion crowns. The abandonment of middlemen in the Defense Ministry tenders, he said, or the cancellation of a controversial eco-waste tender saved billions of crowns. Ms. Pík said the government was still working on other measures such as transparency in party financing, whistleblower protection, and increasing the independence of state prosecutors. Over 300 public figures have signed a petition calling upon the government to change its stance on the EU fiscal pact. The petition, which was organized by political scientist Jiří Pehe and priest Tomáš Halík, says that by rejecting the agreement for closer fiscal integration among EU members, the Czech Republic is needlessly removing itself from the mainstream of European cooperation. The signatories believe the government's stance will damage the country's credibility and bring nothing of benefit. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has argued he does not have a mandate to conclude the treaty because of problems around its ratification, a view not shared by his coalition partners, Topo 9. Gamekeeping has secured a place on the list of Czech intangible cultural heritage. It was put on the list by the Czech Culture Ministry, which said gamekeeping involved many customs, rituals, and traditions worth preserving. Jaroslav Kostecka, secretary of the Bohemian and Moravian Gamekeepers Association, said he hoped this would pave the way for a UNESCO listing. The Czech list of intangible property of traditional and folk culture only has 5 items. Besides gamekeeping, the list also contains the Southeast Moravian folk dance Verbung, falconry, the Volchnov Ride of the Kings, and Shrovetide masks and traditions from the Hlinsko vicinity in East Bohemia. The Bohemian and Moravian Gamekeepers Association has 80,000 members, 10% of whom are women. The sudden temperature rise has caused water pipes to burst all around the country. In Prague, broken pipes underground caused problems in 3 places, particularly at the busy Náměstí OSN intersection in Vysočany, where roads were closed on Tuesday morning due to flooding. Serious problems with burst pipes were also reported near the metro station in Davice and in Hrdlořezy. A number of schools were closed in the southern city of České Budějovice, where 7 leaks were reported, while more than 4,000 homes in Liberec were without water as of Tuesday morning. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be cloudy, with rain and snow on Wednesday and daytime temperatures at around the freezing point. My name is Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.